And now to the East Coast and Maine, where it's lobster and blueberry season. For tonight's food moment, we've called Chef Rob Evans of Hugo's Restaurant in Portland. He's known for building entire menus around one ingredient, so we asked him how he would create a dinner featuring blueberries at every course.
I would do savory soup with apple in the background, maybe a little creme fraiche. Certain things come to mind when I think of blueberries. It's sweet, kind of an earthy tone, not a lot of acidity, so I would naturally pair it with some more acidic items like green apples, citrus, ginger, things that have a sour note to them. I mean, even if you're looking for one particular ingredient to shine, you don't want to get tired of it either.
Right, and blueberry is a pretty strong flavor.
It is a pretty strong flavor. No one has asked me to do a blueberry menu outside of you guys, and it would be a tough one.
So you might start with a savory soup with maybe a little apple background.
From there, blueberry chutneys or relishes. And like a chutneys or relishes, again, are something I can add acidity to. It kind of balance out the fruit.
And serve that with, say,
a grilled fish. Duck or pork. Or even lamb, a meat that lends itself to that sweet, those sweet flavors.
You grew up there in New England. Were blueberries a big part of your family's table as you grew up?
Well, they were, but funny you say that. It wasn't New England, it was Newfoundland. I was born here in New England, but I spent part of my youth in Newfoundland. And they were known for stopping on every wild blueberry patch they could find on the side of the road, and we would pick blueberries. I think one of my most memorable blueberry experiences outside of with my family was hiking Mount Katahdin here in Maine. And breakfast came. We had been hiking 3 days, and we found a wild patch of blueberries. And we had a can of condensed milk. And I ate a bowl of wild-picked blueberries with condensed milk on a rock, and that's the lasting memory for me with blueberries.
Okay, so you've given us some hints for our savory soup, and then we're going to have something like a lamb or a duck with a little chutney.
A blueberry chutney or a blueberry relish. And then it gets easy after that because then we go into desserts.
Yeah, so what? Blueberry pie? Blueberry cobbler?
Right now we're doing a blueberry consomme, which we just steep blueberries in a water, lemon, and sugar solution. We don't break the skins, and we extract the color and flavor from them. And then we aerate it in a with CO2, kind of like a blueberry soda. And then we have a lemon verbena pudding cake that sits in the middle. And we pour this soup in the bowl tableside, and you get to, like, mix the pudding cake along with the carbonated blueberry consomme. And then we finish with a blueberry popsicle. And we do a little blueberry puree, and we freeze them into molds, and then we top it off with green apple. It's refreshing and very Maine. So we start everyone with a taste of lobster right now, and we end them with blueberries for that summer Maine feeling.
Sounds good. Rob Evans is executive chef at Hugo's in Portland, Maine. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
To find blueberry recipes from Rob Evans, go to our website, npr.org.